She's taken many names, Dr. Sarah Tancredi, Lori Grimes, Katie Bowman, and she'll be adding another name to that list as she stars in a new CBC miniseries, Unspeakable, which is actually already filming here in the Comox Valley. Ladies and gentlemen, Sarah Wayne Kaylees.
Hi, how's it going?
First off, I just want to say welcome to the Comox Valley.
Thank you so much. It's so beautiful.
Now, I know you've done a lot of filming in BC. Is this your first time here on the island?
No, actually, I moved to BC about 12 years ago. So we've been exploring the island on and off for a long time.
Cool. So it's not even your first time in the Comox Valley then?
No, it's not. We've been, you know, we've stopped off on the way to and from Mount Washington a couple times, on the way to and from Tofino. I had a friend who sent me to the White Whale once, where I had, like, the most amazing meal. So, yeah, I'm a little bit familiar with it. You know what I mean? Like, if you drop me in the middle of the town, I couldn't get anywhere. But I've been there enough to know that I think it's pretty great.
Oh, that's cool. I got to know then, just because you've done so much acting, was it ever weird to work a part where the character had the exact same name as you? Like in Prison Break, for example, you're Dr. Sarah Tancredi.
Yeah, I really worked hard to get them to change it. Because there's a weird thing that happens when somebody calls your name. It's nice to know whether they actually know you, or whether they're a friend, or whether they're somebody who maybe you don't know and you need to kind of put a different face on. They were convinced that Sarah was the right name for the role, and they read me some rigmarole about how it's such a brave, strong name for a great human being. And I was like, all right, then. That's okay.
They just sweetened you up a little bit and you fell for it.
Exactly. Yeah.
Was it weird on set, you know, when people would call your name? It's like, well, are they talking to you or your character?
Well, you know, I mean, sets are a place where, you know, there's a crew of 60 to 80 people working together on any given day, and a lot of us have come from other jobs. I'll respond to almost anything, whether it's a character name or a personal name, because it's just the worst on set when you know you've got somebody that you've met once or twice, but, you know, you met 20 other people yesterday, and we just have to be easy with each other on a set with that kind of a thing. I'll respond to, hey, you. I'll respond to that lady over there. I mean, there's certain things in life it just doesn't make sense to be precious about. You know what I mean? As long as I can call myself an actor, I'm not real fussed about what else you get to call me.
Fair enough. Now, from an actor's perspective, is it different to work for, say, for example, like a CBC miniseries as opposed to doing The Colony?
No, not really. I feel like my job is a storyteller, right? And I can do that in a lot of different ways. Sometimes it's a writer, sometimes it's a director, sometimes it's an actor. I feel like stories are more powerful when we believe them. So it just feels like my job is to find a way to tell the truth, whether I'm doing that for the CBC or USA or on a show with 17 million viewers or a show with 17 viewers. It doesn't really change the job to me.
Cool. So you are going to be able to direct an episode with the Unspeakable series.
Yeah.
That's very exciting.
Yeah. That's, you know, it's not only it's exciting, but it's really generous of them. I mean, this is Robert Cooper, our showrunner. This is such a personal story to him. You know, I'm kind of playing a version of his mom as an actor. And for him to give me an opportunity to direct for the second time in my career is just it's a really kind vote of confidence, because I know this is a story that means so much to him personally. You know, my first episode of directing was in December. I directed an episode of Colony. It was like a transcendent experience. I loved every minute of it. And this put me in a different union. I'm now in the DGC, which means I can direct in Canada. And that's a beautiful thing. I've always felt that storytelling is kind of sacred. And it's an honor to be a part of that.
Do you think you're going to start looking towards directing more in the future? Or are you going to kind of stay more acting? Like, what's your goal?
I don't know. You know, one of the things I love about this business is you put it all out there in your auditions and your directing meetings and the screenplays you write. And then there's kind of like the energy of the business decides where you're going to be. You know, I finished grad school with a master's of fine arts, and I figured I would be in theater for the rest of my life. I've done one play since, and I've done 200 episodes of television. It wasn't my plan, but that's kind of where the business put me, and I've sort of learned to just lean in and trust that. I would love to keep directing. I think we need more women directors, but it's not entirely up to me.
Okay, one more question. This comes from my fiance, Vicky. She says, would you rather kiss, marry, or kill Tarzan, Michael Scofield, or Rick Grimes?
You know, I get those questions a lot, and I can't answer them. I mean, a lady doesn't kiss and tell, or kill and tell, or marry and tell, quite frankly. But I couldn't possibly pick between such fine human beings. I will say that I'm. Congratulations to you. When's your wedding?
Oh, thank you very much. It's actually this coming weekend.
Sweet. Am I invited?
Sure. Why not?
I'm just trying to put you on the spot and make you uncomfortable. I'm so sorry. That wasn't very sportsmanlike of me. I won't even be in town, but congratulations. You're getting married this weekend?
Yeah, on Saturday. Yeah.
Well, congratulations. That's wonderful.
Thank you so much.
Here's hoping that she kisses and marries you rather than kills you.
Yeah. I guess that is kind of an awkward question to ask then, isn't it?
I mean, that's a beautiful thing. As somebody who's been married since, like, I think the early 1960s, it's a beautiful and a powerful thing, and I'm super excited for you, man. That's great.
Well, thank you. That does bring up kind of another question. You know, in Hollywood, in the world of acting, a lot of relationships don't really last as long as they possibly could. What's your solution to such a long-lasting relationship?
I don't know that there's a solution. For me, the answer has always been to get out of Hollywood as much as possible. You know, we live in BC, and that's a series of choices that have to do with, you know, being in the woods instead of being on a red carpet as much as possible. But as far as advice, like, I will say that one of the funniest things, and possibly true, about marriage that I ever heard, I was at my friend's wedding in Wyoming, and this couple came up, and they were in their 90s, they'd been married for, you know, 65 years, and they said, there are three little words that will solve every argument, and you need to say them as many times a day as you possibly can. They said those words are, you're probably right. And maybe that's the best advice possible. You pepper in with the I love yous, but you're probably right.
All right, Sarah, I know you're really busy, so I'll just ask you real quickly before you go, tell us a little bit about Unspeakable.
Well, you know, Unspeakable is pretty amazing because it's based on a true story about when hundreds of Canadians were infected with HIV through tainted blood. And it was something I really wanted to be a part of, partly because as someone who's lived here for a dozen years, I'd never heard the story. And it seems like an important part of our history to kind of honor and keep in our minds, because if you ignore those things, they happen again. And, you know, I think it's easy to sort of buy into the story that, like, you know, we're a kind, gentle nation and we can trust our government and trust our health services and stuff. But the truth of the matter is that democracy only works to the extent that you're willing to participate in it and keep an eye on it and hold your government accountable. And that's at the beating heart of the story. So it's pretty amazing. I'm grateful to be a part of it.
Well, thank you very much, Sarah. You can check her out as Katie Bowman in Colony, which is on Bravo. The season premiere was this past Wednesday. Or, of course, you can wait until the CBC miniseries Unspeakable comes out, which hopefully will be before next fall. Thanks again, Sarah.
It's my pleasure. You take good care of yourself.